Morning. Written something which is quite unpretty. It's called The Virtue Signalers. I suppose it's kind of accusatory, probably a little bit confrontational. It's not meant to be. I guess those who it applies to might see themselves in it. I don't know who it applies to. I think one time it applied to me. Virtue signalling is something that's it's difficult to identify because we don't know, you know, someone might moralise about something and actually be an actor as well, you know, do something about it. We don't know. I think there's a fine line between virtue signalers and those type of people who actually offer solution as well as just pointing to the problems. And it gets very frustrating when you can read just reams and reams and reams of everything we all know about how awful the world is. And God knows I've bored the crap out of people doing that. And I understand that, I'm quite easily identified as a virtue signaler because people don't know what I do or if I do anything at all. Only I know the truth of that. This is it's very frustrating to read this all the time continually without there seeming to be some of these people offering no solution. All I know is that whenever I have been trying to do something, trying to act in a way that is act on some kind of moral value, some code, that when I've been there in the place that I think I need to be to help, I've never met any virtue signalers. I've never met anyone there going, I told you so, I told you this was what we should do. No, because they're all actually there doing something. There's no point in that. There's no winning. There's no winners and losers. It's just either you do something about it or you do nothing about it. And only we know that. Only we know if we actually do something about it. So virtual signalling is, it's a bloody nightmare. You know, and I think this poem has applied to me in the past, and maybe it's applied to a lot of people who, at some point you have to, you know, move on from signalling, I suppose, and do something if you care. Anyway, sorry enough. This is called The Virtue Signalers. They are but Da Vinci-coded Roman statues pointing the way to final solutions, more obvious than a turd in a swimming pool. Dogs piss on them, drunks puke on them, whilst they remain aloof. Then back from the front the actors come, with their moral compass spinning, welcomed by the virtuous bystanders, those poets of peace who change the world and take credit for thinking they think. We need active players, not IKEA-desked and pyjamaed clones, latte quaffers and subscriber to literary rags. By all means, point and pontificate, but save your piety and never steal what others win. I guess a footnote to that would be that it sounds quite pious on my behalf, but, you know, where do you draw the line? Where do you stop yourself speaking what you think the truth is? And which can sound pious, can't it? So it's a difficult one. So again, it's a kind of thing or a bit of writing that looks accusatory. But again, I'm not excluding myself from the person I'm pointing a bloody finger at. And I'm pissed off this morning because I'm fed up of reading it.